Chair, I'm going to recuse myself on this one.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thanks.
We will miss you.
Somebody let me know when it's over.
Yeah, we'll come get you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district and an MR medium density residential district for improvements to an existing water treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 0.91 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south of Maryland Avenue and the east of North Bayshore Drive, which is Route 16, approximately 430 feet north of Broadkill Road, which is Sussex County Route 5. The 911 address is 103 Maryland Avenue, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, map 4.13, parcel 64.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the prior CUs for the rest of the parcel. We have a copy of the staff analysis report, which is printed and before you. And I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Brian Miller. I'm an engineer with Pannoni. I'm here representing Tidewater Utilities and the gentleman here to my left, Brian Carball, the Director of Engineering, Eugene Catape, Project Engineer, and Kyle Betts. He's the District Operations Manager.
Okay.
So we're here to discuss the extension of a conditional use for the existing water treatment plant. Tidewater has the goal of updating the water treatment facility to address both the existing need and any projected need that they have. Right now, change the image there to the plan. So right now there's an existing 30,000 gallon storage tank, and it is a horizontal storage tank. I don't know if this is probably not going to work on that.
There's a mouse that should be, there's a mouse before you.
Okay, let me do this.
There you go.
Oh, great. So, okay, so this is an existing 30,000 gallon horizontal storage tank, and that is the maximum volume they can store at the site. But with the 731 existing units that they're serving, they don't have enough storage at the site for their full average daily operations, if you consider 210 gallons per day as an average for each of those units. What we're proposing is a storage tank, pretty much where the green is. It would be a 36-foot diameter tank to increase their capacity for storage there to meet their future needs for up to 1,040 units or so, upwards of 218,000 gallons. So that the new tank would be constructed on the site within the setbacks that are already in place. The existing tank will be removed once the other tank's in place and ready for operations. We did bring exhibit. So,
Vanna White.
It is an AquaStore tank, and this is a tank style that Tidewater uses quite often for their systems, and there's actually one on at Grant's Way, which is just down across from the Rookery Golf Course in a private community there next to one of their other facilities.
What's the height on that?
The height will be within the required height dimensions for the zoning. I don't know if we have...
Good answer.
What's that?
42 feet.
Yeah, it's approximately 36.
Okay.
There's going to be a height with, and the dome will be part of that, and the dome is still within the height restriction.
But I think I'd read somewhere that you were expecting it to be 40 feet in diameter. It sounds like 36, but if we had a motion that said 40 feet, that would accommodate this anyway. Yeah.
Correct. The site plan that we submitted shows a 39-foot diameter tank with a, I believe, 42-foot diameter footing. So the tank walls in from the concrete footing that's required. And its potential could be that we lessen that to a 36, depending on what their final size is. So that's why we came in with, that would be the largest potential size, because from a 36, the next size up is a 39.
Okay, thank you.
So for the most part, that's our presentation. We're just trying to
replace a unit
expand with a larger, yep. The facility to meet the needs of the community.
Would you say the average gallons use per day is?
They're
213 or something?
210 gallons per day is what they figure average for the units, and that's likely more of an in-season number.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are seasonal locations there.
Yeah,
there's 731 units that they're serving now, and a potential that it could be over 1,000 at some point.
Yeah, I'm just curious for myself.
We're also trying to future-proof this so they don't have to come back.
Right. Yeah. Understood. Good. Okay, that concludes your presentation. We'll see if anyone has any questions, and we will start with Mr. Collins.
You sort of addressed those midstream of the presentation, but I think you covered my primary question, which was the diameter and the height requirement. So I don't have any other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mears, do you have
no questions, Madam Chair?
Staff have any questions? No?
The people need water.
Absolutely.
No questions, Madam Chair. I don't think these exhibits are in the records, so we'll need to take them in if we don't already have them. Oh, thank you. Yep, yep.
Thank
you. We either need to scan them. We don't need the foam boards, but we... We can scan them real quick and return them to you.
Thank you very much. All right, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you very much for your time.
You are welcome. Is anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2603, Tidewater Utilities? Is anyone here would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none, I will close the public hearing on conditional use number 2603, Tidewater Utilities. You're welcome to stay with us and see if we make a decision this afternoon or call the office tomorrow. Final hearing we have this afternoon is conditional use number 2607, State of Delaware, Office of Management and Budget. Mr. Robinson coming back. There aren't any games on or anything that you were interested in, right?
What's that?
You weren't watching any games or anything?
No, I was taking care of something.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an emergency vehicle operations course, vehicle storage, classroom, and a pavilion to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 839 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Patriots Way, which is Sussex County Route 318, approximately 0.66 miles south of Zor Road, which is Sussex County Route 48, the 911.